Thank you very much indeed. Great. So any of our younger folk who are at the back, I'd love you to come to the front because I'm going to need some help. And just to warn the slightly bigger ones of you as well, I'm going to need two or three of you to volunteer as well, okay? So just warning you in advance. Splendid. So is this microphone working? No. Yes? No? Yes? No? Yes? Yes? Yes. Splendid. Splendid. So then, we've got this parable of the unforgiving servant, and Peter comes to Jesus at the beginning of this reading, and he says, how many times should I forgive my brother or my sister? Do I have to forgive them seven times? And Jesus says, you don't have to forgive them seven times, you have to forgive them 77 times. Or, actually, in some translations, it says, you have to forgive them seven times 70 times. And I can remember sitting in church when I was a little girl trying to work out how many times that was. Can anybody work that out? Seven times 70? Are we there? How many times do we reckon? 490. Very good. Excellent. The thing is, the point of the parable that Jesus goes on to tell is that actually it doesn't matter how many times, because he kind of picks that number as a big number of times to say, actually, you just have to keep on going on forgiving people anyway. Okay. Now, he goes on to tell this parable, and he talks in this parable about two people who owe lots of money. But before we start to try and understand the parable, we need to try and understand a little bit of the background, okay? So we're going to try and get our heads around how much money Jesus is talking about when he tells this story. Okay, now, here is a trivia question for you. Which of the coins in your pocket is most like this little silver coin? Jesus talks about. So in the parable, we hear about a denarius, that was a silver coin, and it weighed about 4 grams, okay? 4 grams, okay? Now, which coin in your pocket do you reckon weighs 4 grams? Any guesses? 5p? Well, I stood with my kitchen scales this week, finding out how much our coins weigh, okay? Now, unfortunately, our smallest silver coin actually weighs 3 grams, okay? But the coin that weighs 4 grams is a 1p piece. Okay, now, what I'd like you guys to do, okay, and actually everybody's going to have to get involved here, okay, because I want you to go around and see how many of these you can gather from everybody that's sitting here, okay? Okay, so purses out, wallets out. If you want them back later, you can have them back later. If you want to leave them in the collection, the treasurer can have fun counting them and banking them later. Okay, brilliant. So I've got 3, 4... Okay, I need 100. 1p. 1p pieces. It's a bit of a risk, this one, of course. You got some there? Brilliant. Count them in, count them in, count them in. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14.
Before you count them in.
Oh, yeah, okay, that'd be great, thank you. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Wow, some of you have lots of pennies in your purses. 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71. Oh, we don't want 2p's. Oh, 72, was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80,
81. I reckon we're going to do it. I wasn't sure whether we'd manage this.
I took out all the...
Well done. 81, brilliant. What have we got there? Can you count those ones, Nick? 83, 84, 86, 87, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96. Oh, no! 96. Tell you what, let's use two of those and let's pretend, okay? There we go. We have got 100 pennies in our bag. Okay, well done, St. James's. I'm very impressed at how many pennies you carry. Now, somebody hold those for me. Okay, heavy-ish? Not really? Pretty easy? Actually, between these people, we could find that much money? Yeah, not that bad, really. Okay, so that is our silver coin, okay? So in the parable, we hear about not just one silver coin, but 100 silver coins, okay? And it would have been something like that in weight, okay? So pretty easy, I reckon. But then we also hear about talents. And can anybody remember how many talents we hear about? Anybody remember? Yep. 10,000. Well done. Okay. Now, let's try and understand how much a talent of gold was, okay? Because actually we're talking about loads and loads. Actually, I'm flicking through there, and we've got 10,000 of these talents. Okay, so can somebody come here and lift this bag up for me, please? You can't lift it. Now, let me tell you that... Can you manage? Oh, just about. Well done. Okay, brilliant. Can you move it over here? Teamwork? No? Oh, well done. Okay, so we're going to pretend that this is our talent, okay? Now, a talent would have been about 33 kilos, okay? Which means that this is only two-thirds of a talent, because I lost my nerve at the Waitrose checkout. Okay? 20 kilograms of potatoes was enough. Right. So what do we reckon then? We reckon that was pretty easy to hold up, to lift around. Yep, yep, okay. And that's the total of our 100 silver coins, okay? This one, a little bit more difficult. Now, can you imagine trying to lift 10,000 of those?
Nope.
No.
No way.
Not really. Hey, you can imagine, can you? I reckon, brilliant. I reckon, I don't know, what do you reckon? 10,000, do you reckon we'd get them in this building?
No.
No, I don't know. I haven't done the maths on that bit. Okay, there's a limit to my maths, okay? Okay, brilliant. So you go and sit down at the front there, okay? So that then helps us to understand the difference in these two amounts of money, okay? We're talking just a little bit compared with masses and masses and masses. Okay, so Jesus tells this parable and he says, there is a master. Can I have a master, please? Any volunteers to come and be a master? Do you want to come and be a master? Okay, then you come and be a master. Okay? You come and be a master. Okay. And Jesus says, there is a master and he has a servant who owes him 10,000 talents of gold. Okay, so you're going to stand by the talent, okay? And who's going to be the servant who owes 10,000? Come on then. Okay. So you're the servant who owes 10,000 talents of gold. Okay. And the master says, come on, pay up, time, I want my money back. And you say, but I can't pay. And the master says, well, in that case, I'm going to sell you and your wife and your children and everything else so that you can pay. But the servant says, please, please don't sell me. Please let me off my debt. And so what does the master say?
Okay.
He says, okay, it's as simple as that. And he says, okay, then you can go. You don't have to pay me all that money. You can go over here. But as he's going out, he meets somebody else. Who's going to be the other servant? Okay, come on then. Okay, now you need your bag of pennies. Bag of pennies. Okay, because this time you're going to stand by what you need. You come over here. There we go. Okay. And you come and you say, come on, I need you to pay me the money that you owe me. Come on, I need you to pay me. And what do you say? I can't pay you. Okay. And what do you say? Do you do the same as your master did? No. You say, well, that's not it. You're going to go into prison. And he sends you off into prison over there. Okay. Because you can't pay just this silly little bit, this little amount of money. Okay. Does that seem very fair? Does that seem like a good thing? Okay. So this chap here has been let off all of that debt that probably wouldn't even fill the building. And when somebody who owes him this much, he says, no, you're going into prison until you can pay. Quite how he thought he was going to prison was going to help him pay, I'm not quite sure, but that's another matter. Okay, so this chap here has been forgiven so much, and yet when he comes to needing to forgive this one, he doesn't do it. Brilliant, thank you very much. You can go and sit down now. Okay, so that's the story that Jesus tells us. And Jesus tells us to help us understand this. Because actually this is what that... But you can still stay at the front. It's all right. You can still stay at the front. Just sit down. Okay? This is actually what that story is all about. What's this? Jesus on the cross. Okay? And the reason it's all about this is because... Here's me, okay? It's not a very good picture of me, but we'll use it to represent me, okay? Here's me. And here are all of the people that I need to forgive, okay? Maybe one of them told me that she was going to come round and help me with a job, and then she rang me up and said, oh, no, sorry, I'm too busy today, I can't come. Maybe one of them borrowed something from me and then didn't give it back to me, and actually, I'm really quite fed up about that. Maybe... You can fill in the answers to what the rest of those things are. All of those things that people do to us that we need to forgive them for, and yet actually we find it really quite difficult. But here is the cross of Jesus standing with us standing next to it. And can you see in that picture there's me and there's all of those other people that I need to learn to forgive. And the thing is that when I stand next to the cross of Jesus, I start to realise quite how much Jesus loves me, quite how much Jesus has forgiven me, and therefore how much he's also forgiven those other people, and therefore how much actually I need to forgive them. You see, generally speaking, those things that people have done to me, kind of like this little bag of pennies, and yet I struggle to forgive them sometimes. Generally speaking, the fact of the matter is that me standing before the cross of Christ, here, this is bad enough, never mind 10,000 of them. That is how much God has forgiven me. And if God has forgiven me that much, then actually the call to me is to forgive other people, to let them off the debt that they owe me in whatever way that looks like. So I guess for all of us, the question this morning is, who is it that's in that space for you at the moment? Who is it that has done something or other that actually you're finding it quite difficult to forgive at the moment for whatever reason? And the truth of the matter is that amongst us all here this morning, there will be things, and some of them will be little tiny things that have just got under our skin and actually we've got unnecessarily fed up and cross about this week. And I can put my hand up to that one. And for some of us, there'll be much bigger things, much more serious things that we're really struggling with. But the reason I've used this picture is because a number of years ago when I was struggling to forgive two people, I had this picture of standing by the cross of Jesus with me and with them. And suddenly you realise that those people that have wronged us, that we're struggling to forgive, when we stand in front of the cross of Christ, actually, how can we keep on holding that debt and not forgiving them? So Jesus tells us this parable. He gives us these two extreme examples of how much there is that's not been the debt that we owe. And he does that to help us to think about this question, to realise, first of all, just how much God has forgiven us. And we've already said sorry this morning, haven't we, for the things that we've got wrong. And we've received God's forgiveness and we've given thanks to God for that. But actually just stop for a moment and remember quite what that means. And then secondly, it causes us to ask that question, who is it that we need to forgive, that we need to let go of, that we need to restore that relationship with? And we need to pray that God would give us the grace to be able to do that. So shall we pray now? Let's just take a moment of quiet as we thank God for all that he has done for us. As we thank God that he loved the world so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, that we might be restored to relationship with our Heavenly Father. And let's just take a moment simply to receive that forgiveness that God offers to us. And then let's think of those situations that have upset us this week, the ones that we found it difficult, the places where we found it, people we found it difficult to forgive. And it may be that actually we still really struggle with that and it doesn't feel like a moment will sort it. But actually let's just take a moment to see ourselves standing before the cross of Christ, to see those people standing before the cross of Christ. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you would give us the grace to forgive others just as you have forgiven us. Help us, Lord, in those situations where we do find it difficult. And help us this week in the big things and in the little things to be able to forgive and to let go. For we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.